If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
So this is a reminder that you don't have to give all your energy away, but you also don't have to close yourself off. There's a middle space where you are open but grounded, right? Open but grounded. You are connected, but you're not depleted, okay? But connected. And you are present, but still protecting your energy. And that's where your peace actually lives. So let's zoom out. Zoom out for a moment and look at the bigger energetic picture, because sometimes it's not just you, it's also what's happening collectively, I'd say. So right now we're moving through Aries season, which you know, which is the beginning of the astrological new year. This is the part of the cycle that's meant to bring initiation and clarity and forward movement. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's episode is all about your energy, where it's going, what might be quietly draining it, and how to gently bring it back to what actually matters. Because lately, you might have felt it, that subtle sense of being a little scattered or a little drained, maybe even a little disconnected from yourself, or you've had seasons like that, and not in a dramatic way or anything, but in a very quiet and honestly, it's hard to pinpoint, hard to voice kind of way. Like your energy has been going somewhere, but you're not entirely sure where, if that makes sense. So in this episode, we're going to explore that and the subtle energy leaks that might be pulling from you without you even realizing it, or how to redirect your energy in a way that feels grounding and not overwhelming, and how to protect your peace without isolating yourself or shutting down. And of course, I feel like I want to add in what's happening astrologically right now, because the energy of late March moving into April has this really interesting blend of forward movement and inner tension, and we're in Aries season, so this is typically all about action, right, and initiation and momentum. But if your inner world isn't fully aligned yet, that push forward can actually feel like pressure, and that pressure can turn inward. So if you've been feeling a little off lately, this might give language to why, or if you've had seasons of it, or this could also be a seed for the future, because we will all have seasons of this on occasion. Anyway, so let's talk energy leaks. When we think about being drained, we usually think about obvious things like being busy and overwhelmed and just not getting enough rest, right? But some of the biggest drains on your energy are actually invisible. And they don't look like exhaustion on the outside, but they feel like it on the inside. And the first one happens to be overthinking. Overthinking isn't just thinking deeply, it's looping. It's revisiting the same thought over and over and over again, hoping that this time it'll give you clarity. And it's trying to solve something that either hasn't happened yet or doesn't actually have an answer right now. And your mind thinks it's being helpful and it's trying to protect you and prepare you and get ahead of uncertainty. But what it ends up doing is scattering your energy. So right now, this can feel even more heightened, honestly, because Aries energy wants movement and it wants decisions and clarity and wants forward motion. So if you don't feel clear, your mind might try to force clarity, and that's where the spiral begins. And so the second energy leak would be comparison. And this one is so subtle because it often disguises itself as inspiration. You scroll, you observe, you take in someone else's life, and before you even realize it, you've stepped out of your own. And comparison pulls you out of your own timeline and places you into someone else's. And suddenly, you may feel behind, or you feel like you should be doing more, or you feel like you missed something, when really, you're just not meant to be on their path. And that's more than okay. And then let's talk about another one. There's control. This one runs deep because it feels like safety. It's trying to control when something happens, or how someone feels about you, or what the outcome will be. And it gives the illusion that if you just think about it enough, or plan it enough, or anticipate it enough, you'll be okay. But control creates tension in the body, and tension is obviously exhausting, and it keeps your nervous system slightly activated and braced and on the edge, even when nothing is actually wrong. So anyway, if you've been feeling a little off lately, it might not be because something is wrong in your life. I'm sure it's not. It might just be that your energy has been quietly leaking, thinking, overthinking, comparing, or through trying to control things that aren't meant to be controlled. Those are energy leaks. And so the beautiful thing is, though, is that once you become aware of where your energy is going, you can begin to gently call it back, and not forcefully or anything. And it doesn't happen overnight and not all at once, but it happens with intention. And so once you start to notice where your energy has been leaking, the question naturally becomes, okay, so where does it go instead? And the instinct is usually to do more, right? To fix it, or to optimize, or to suddenly become the most productive, clear, aligned version of yourself overnight. But that's not actually what restores your energy. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-size motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. What restores your energy is bringing it back to what's real, what's honest, what's authentic to you. Because when your energy is scattered, it's usually not in the present moment. It could be in the future or trying to figure something out, or it could also be thinking about the past, or it's in someone else's life through comparison, or it's in a version of reality that you're trying to control. So the redirection isn't about doing more. It's about coming back and coming back to your body, back to your environment, back to what is actually in front of you. So this is where the astrology right now is actually really supportive because, yeah, we're in Aries season, which is all about forward movement. But there's also this deeper undercurrent of being asked to align before you act. And with slower grounding energy from planets like Saturn, you know, there's this quiet reminder that not all movement is productive. Some movement is just reaction. So instead of asking yourself, what should I be doing next? Maybe try asking, what actually deserves my energy today? And let the answer be simple. Simple. Not everything needs your attention or your analysis or your effort. Maybe what deserves your energy today is one task that actually moves your life forward, or a walk where you're not on your phone, or a conversation where you're fully present, or even just rest. What deserves your energy today? Find something simple without trying to earn it, because your energy becomes powerful again when it's intentional and not when it's everywhere. And you might notice that when you stop scattering your energy outward, you start to feel more like yourself again. And not because you did more, but because you came back. And so this part is really important, because when you start to become aware of your energy, you might feel the urge to pull back and to withdraw and to go quiet and to protect yourself, creating distance. And sometimes that is needed, okay? But there's a difference between protecting your peace and disconnecting from your life. So protecting your peace doesn't mean shutting people out or becoming unavailable or closing your heart. It means becoming more intentional with your openness, so you can still be warm and loving and connected without giving access to every part of you. And this is especially relevant right now, because as we move through this seasonal shift and this subtle energetic reset of Aries season, there's often a natural shedding of old dynamics and old patterns and old ways of relating, and that can feel a little tender. And so you might notice that certain conversations don't feel as good anymore, or certain dynamics feel a little draining, or certain people or spaces feel like they require more from you than they used to. And instead of forcing yourself to engage the same way you always have, you're allowed to shift, right? You're allowed to protect your peace. In fact, protecting your peace can look like not over-explaining yourself, for one, or not engaging in conversations that feel heavy or circular, or not trying to be understood by people who aren't meeting you there. And also, not abandoning connection altogether, because isolation can sometimes feel like peace, but it's actually just quiet. And we're not here to disappear. We're here to feel safe being ourselves within our lives. So this is a reminder that you don't have to give all your energy away, but you also don't have to close yourself off. There's a middle space where you are open but grounded, right? Open but grounded. You are connected, but you're not depleted, okay? But connected. And you are present, but still protecting your energy. And that's where your peace actually lives. So let's zoom out. Zoom out for a moment and look at the bigger energetic picture, because sometimes it's not just you, it's also what's happening collectively, I'd say. So right now we're moving through Aries season, which, you know, which is the beginning of the astrological new year. This is the part of the cycle that's meant to bring initiation and clarity and forward movement. But here's the nuance. Just because the energy is forward moving doesn't mean you're meant to rush. Sometimes this season actually highlights where you're not fully aligned yet. And that can feel like restlessness or pressure or impatience or even confusion. And alongside that, we still have this grounding influence from Saturn, which is less about speed and more about integrity. And it asks, is this real for you? Is this sustainable? Is this aligned? So if you've been feeling a little in between, like part of you wants to move forward, but another part of you is actually like, wait, I would say that that's actually a very, very, very honest place to be. And depending on your sign, this energy might be showing up differently. So if you're a fire sign, an Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, you're feeling the push the most, but not everything needs action right now. Some things need direction. And then if you're an earth sign, if you're a Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, you're being asked to simplify. So what can you release that's making things heavier than they need to be? And if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, your mind might be extra active. So try not to think your way into clarity. Let it come to you. And if you're a water sign, if you're a Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, you're feeling things more deeply right now. Protect your energy, but keep your heart open. Overall, this is a moment of realignment before momentum, and not everything is meant to be figured out all at once. So if there's anything you take from this episode, let it be this, that your energy is one of the most valuable things you have, and it doesn't need to be everywhere. It just needs to be intentional. And you don't have to figure everything out today. You don't have to force clarity, and you don't have to chase timelines. You just have to come back to yourself again and again. Anyway, you can always connect with me on Instagram and Substack at Raquel Mantra, though I'm currently in a season where social media doesn't have a big hold on my energy. I may be slow to respond, aka, but I will see it and I will respond at some point because I truly love connecting. Anyway, with all that being said, I hope this episode resonated in some way, shape, or form. I'll connect with you Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your magic.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.